You are listening to benstorah.com.
Listen to this tshuva nechsam sefer. V'yom tishu b'av tov kuf ein alf makes it the year 1811. Right? Hichleis, you got sick. Let me just say back. Could be I mentioned this. I don't remember which year, but maybe it was in this year. I don't think maybe it was Shabbos. I don't remember. There's a story that goes around in the yeshivas about with a Chaim, a psak from Chaim. But the story, the background of the story was a yid came to a Chaim, and he said, you know, the doctors told me that I shouldn't fast. And, you know, in other words, on the Dalet Tanaisim, it's not only on Yom Kippur, it's only Sakana, or could lead Chas Hashem to Sakana. But the other Tanaisim, a Choy L'Shem B'Sakana also doesn't fast. And it's known there's a story with the Sar Shom Bebels, I think it was. I think the Choyzim Lublin saw him on Tisha B'Av and he made him eat. He says, you better eat. You know, he listened, the Rebbe says to eat, you eat. You know, his Rebbe said, told him to eat. So he ate. And then, 2 months, then he got sick afterwards. Afterwards, he progressively got sicker and sicker and sicker. And then he got, a little better. And he went to doctor for Yom Kippur. So the doctor checked him out and says, there's no way you're fasting unless you didn't fast in the last 10 weeks, which came out like Tisha B'Av. He says, if you fasted the last 10 weeks, then we're not allowing you to fast. So for Shnetzel, Choyzim Lublin, Sof, that's what they say. But over there, there's a whole big shmuz. They stay chemet has a whole shal about this. If a person will fast on some Gedalia, it won't let him fast on Yom Kippurim. Is it better not to fast some Gedalia because only the Rabbanan, or Minig, whatever, but to fast Yom Kippur? Meanwhile, you got to do what's in front of you. Well, it'll be later, that's a different shayla. So Brisk Rav in his, logic, so they asked him once, the shayla, he says, if a person can't fast on Yom Kippur, if he fasts on some Gedalia, then he shouldn't be fasting on some Gedalia because he's that sick that he shouldn't be fasting. You know, not the pshat is because the might stop him from eating. That's a raya that he's not healthy enough to fast on a tainus, the other tainus. But anyway, the story was that Ayid came to a Chaim and wanted to show his frumkeit, and he said, the doctors told me you shouldn't fast on Tisha B'Av, and he says, okay, the doctors say, it wasn't a sakana, but it was sick, so he's not going to listen to the doctors. So they say Reb Chaim gave him a zog. He says, so what are you fasting for? What's the point? In other words, you're potter. In other words, you're doing a shtus. The doctors say you're sick. So if you're sick, you're potter from fasting. So there's no point. In other words, what are you going to do? You're going to fast? You're not going to be mekayim anything. That's what he told him. Excuse me. Reb Chaim was saying good that if someone is potter from, if someone, I'm sorry, let's not use the word. If someone is sick and he has to eat on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, so then the din is that it's not called a fast for him. And in the place comes our mashu that way. Let's look at this chasam sefer. The young tishu bav tov kuf ein alef, nechleisi, I got sick. V'tzrechti lishtais bav nesein arav. Says, you have it, Shlem, the one that says kuf nun zayin. That other song that we have. Kuf nun zayin.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's a chasam sefer over here. So I had to drink on chleisi. He was sick and he had to drink. He was weak. The hierarchy, if I'm not mistaken, the Chassam Sefer was nifter in 1837, I believe. So the hierarchy medaiti im yishaluni atalmidim amispalm bebeis medrash shebebeisi, right? I says he had a base medrash in his house. I mean, there are people who study the Chassam Sefer. The Hungarians know, they'll tell you where the base medrash was and what and how. I'm not that familiar with it. So he had a base medrash. Talmidim used to come there. They were going to give me an aliyah. That's why some sefer didn't tell him who to give the aliyahs, but in case the gabbai wants to give me aliyah, what would be the din? But you notice he says by mincha. Now, pashas is mashu, not because it happened, by mincha. It's mashu like on during the morning. It's not clear. He says, by mincha, could be that was the ma'aseh shoya. He had to drink 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Or what if he drank coffee before davening? We'll see. V'nira li poshet v'yacholti la'alois b'tera. Likros v'yachel, to get aliyah. K'moy shar kol adam. Dehine, din zeh. This din that everybody has heard, talked about. D'mi she'inim esanet. Somebody's not fast. Lo yalo teira. Lo nimtzum afurish b'shum mokum. It's not explicit anywhere. Adarab, misvara noisin adas, shiyachoko, He says, what's the difference if I'm potter? What's the difference if I'm... He says, it's a chiyuv on the tzibur to read it. He brings a bach, that's mashed away. He brings a taznat. Raksha beis yosef, the next line. Kosov shemashma ma'amarik, the koyin she'ena mis'ana, lo yala le'toira, a koyin that doesn't fast shouldn't go to toira, betainas bahab la'acha pesach. Right, right. We have a thing called tainas bahab. Right? By us, it's basically sliches. Most of the world doesn't even do that, I think. But a kaponim, the pshat is this: this that the Easter fast, beis hey beis, after Pesach and after Sukkot. Right? The Torah Shem say because maybe toch simchas yamtov. Taisus brings it. Toch simchas yamtov, you overstepped the bounds. Right? You went into the ladies section. That's basically what Taisus says. Vine zel lashem arikshem shenog b'chokilas tzorfas. Lesanos beis hey beis. That's the Taisus acha Pesach for Sukkot. And shuas not. It's too short. Kshein koyim esana b'yisum tunis yetsay a koyim with beis knesses. Velorisi. That's what they used to do. The koyim goes out. Velorisi koyim. They read veyachal because that's the din. When you have a tainus sibur, you read veyachal. Velorisi koyim b'fakru b'davim oilam. Lo eitz beis knesses ala eko b'toyri. Vada sheima yuchayim kam limchos ayimaychem. Ela sheim b'yadam koyach levato velista a minig. It seems it's a minig, and the marik agreed with the minig. Okay, so he goes into this, we'll leave it over, but he basically, that what he comes out is that maybe there's different ways of learning it, but let's see what he says over here. So even though, okay, we'll accept the Beis Yosef brings it la'locha, such a psak. So let's look on the left column. V'dayin ani oimer. So we have a marik, right, a deacon, a marik, that in the tainus bahab, if you're not fasting, you shouldn't get aliyah. V'adayin ani yomer. He says, no. Ad kan lo amra rava marik beis esev ela bebeis hei. They talk about beis hei. Shemi she'inim asana. It's not a yomer time. Be'etzim the day is not a day of tainus. Beis hei is not a day of tainus. You don't have to do anything to get yourself out of the tainus. By us, we don't do it. There's an inyan to be makabel tainus. In other words, there's an inyanim to do it, right? And Shulchan Aruch says many things. Rish Chodesh Av, right? Is what's Rish Chodesh Av is also inyan to fast, right? Mrs. Aaron, right? Says Samar Dikazacha, Rish Chodesh to fast on Rish Chodesh. Does anybody do Rish Chodesh? But Lemaisa is it doesn't mean there's a chiv to do that. It means if you fast, it's an inyan, right? Right? There's an inyan to do it, but it doesn't mean the day is mechayiv you to do it. She says, so over here, by Beis Hei Beis, no chiv to fast. The reason you could fast is because there are 10 people who are makabal themselves are fast, and for them it's a yom tainus, they were makabal. And maybe when 10 people are makabal or tainus for the same, you have 10 chasanim, you don't read ve'echah, right? It's all individuals. But if it's tainus tzibur, that tzibur is makabal on themselves to fast, then you read ve'echah. So he says, so Mimela, anybody who's not, kol she'enim achuya bedover, right? If you're not fasting, so maybe you can be right. Masha ain't can be Tisha B'av. He says Tisha B'av is Beitartil Malius. He has two things for that should tell us that I could get an aliyah. Chada, one is V'chi achoyle ainu mechuyev bedvar tainus ve'ainu mesana boy. Oh, he saw. So here the Chassidus Chaim Sofer says, who said the choyle is potter? Who says? It seems to be arguing Reb Chaim. I mean, Reb Chaim is after. He says, I drank. That means afterwards. I didn't say, okay, I drank already. The rest of the day I can eat. It's not true. If all he has to do is drink, if a guy has to eat once, so once is enough. The doctor says, you're sick, you can't fast, you have whatever you have. Right? So you have to eat something. It doesn't mean you have to keep eating. Not more than what he needs. Oh, that's one thing. This is also the next part as well. I'm shari nuyim. Im einet zoch lino lichor it's losuch. Some sefer seems to be learning that this is a din ina. We've had shiurim about it. The pashas, these things are din in avelis. Or it's, they are din ein nuyim as far as yom kippurim. Right? But we usually learn that the pshat is that the things, you know, like for instance, you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. That's not the tainus. No tainus is also, but the reason you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av is because it's avelis, another can't learn. So vada washing, right? So that's what Biskurov goes into. They can have two reasons for it, and there's a difference. So we spoke about this with a Minchas Minach. So he says, Shari Nuyim, Emenetzach, Lino, Lichotz, Lasuch, those things is Asala Lasas Echad Meila. It's also a din in the Tainus, and Meila, he's still in the Tainus. Nimtza Shehu Mina Mesanin, Mechuyam. So first he says, this, he is Mechuyam, he's Mechuyam in the Tainus, Hochada. That's one point. Voidacheres, another thing. Even if you could tell me, he seems to be saying that's poshut. Afilu hutu b'chol na'al. Even if you tell me, once you eat, that's it. You can eat the rest of the day. Mekom hakam tishubav yoyim hu shun eschayv b'kriyas ha'tarish shachas u'mincha. Now he mentions shachas u'mincha. Afilu mishayin ha'masanabal lo yotza mechal chiyuv na'al. The reason you have to lay that day, even though v'chal is on a tainus, but not the pshat because you're fasting, you're lame, because it's a yom atinus. The day itself is mechayv. Just like Purim is mechayv to read something, Chanukah is mechayv to, and the festivals of Shabbos and all the moyadim are mechayv. Tisha B'Av is also mechayv to do a kriya. So that kriya has not to do because you're fasting. It's because avada. It's a yom atinus. A yom atinus is just like Chazal mechayv other special days where Shchaydish have to lay certain things. On a tainus you have to stand. So what's going to do if you're fasting or not? He says, "Makom makom tishum bav yoyim ushin eschayv b'kriyas ha'tayra shachas mincha." Now he says it clear as far as shachas. Whether he was mesupik at first about shachas, that's not clear. In other words, one could say, if we say no, we'll argue on him, which we'll see. Let's first go through this. V'yoyim ha'kagam, the day haga atzmacha mishum esan etainus chaloyim b'shabbos yomtiv v'chi lo yikur b'tayra. That's a little hard to hear, but that's he's saying is Shabbos you read because it's a Yom Simcha, it's a Yom. Yeah, it is. It's a Yom Einig, a Yom this. That means that you have to be Ma'anik. The day is Chayav. The other way, Yom Tishbav, Yom Moyed the Peronius. It's a day that's designated. This we know. Chamisha Dvarim Irulav is saying but Tishbav. We know all kinds of terrible things happen. Vafilo ain't misanaba, makomaka machuya bakriya siyan. The ikav, like the Rambam says, ikav etzayim is to be a person to juva. If a person all of a sudden doesn't have to fast, he has to eat. Like doctor say can't at all. He has to eat, let's say, whether, you know, even if you're like some safer, they only eat, but doctor say he has to eat normal, this, not good for him, it's this, is that, he's a diabetic, shamayach, whatever it is. That means he shouldn't do tshuva. There's nothing to do with it. The tainus is a means to do tshuva. That means today is a day that you think about the churban beis hamikdash. You think about the shviyas haluchas. You think about the Yerushalayim, and therefore you do tshuva. Hashul fi tam ze'achon. According to what I'm saying, lo mi boy. Not only sheyochel alas atar likas raminyan asar masanim afilu tzibur shem masanim klal. He says, let's say you had a whole tzibur, right? Rechman son would used to have cholera, like what they call cholera. Right, cholera epidemics, Shem Yerachem. Shekulim tzir meiri, tam kind of sicknesses, obali bris, betishubov. Let's say the nitcha, right? Tal bit the nitcha, and they all eating. Again, if it's seven again, you ask first what the halachas are. But let's say, yeah, I don't know how you had minion, but whatever, let's say, there's all shiloh who's allowed to eat. By the way, it's interesting, Zach, just now, if you ever want to give a woman a compliment, or a husband at least, right? The din is, that on during the 9 days, right, we don't wear big day Shabbos, you don't wear good clothes. So on a bris, only the bali bris are louder. So the bal bris is the father, the sandik, and the mayil, but not the kvata. The kvata can't wear big day Shabbos. The kvata and the women kvata, the maril says the magen avraham quotes, she can wear big day Shabbos. He says why? Because that's the biggest kibbutz a woman can get. The biggest kibbutz a woman could get. In other words, the women don't get sandik, even though there are poiskim that go into this shayla, right? But it's the biggest kibbutz a woman gets. So male for her, she's allowed to wear big day. So a husband can wear big day shabbos, but she could. It's very interesting. What? Yeah. But kaponim, so look what he says. He says, if you had a tzibur she'ena masanda, right? This example. Mekom makom kurin v'yachal b'mincha. Now again, what he means v'yachal b'mincha, I think over here is, because on a nitcha, shachris, they're not eating yet. You don't, if it's a nitcha, you can't get up and have a coffee. You have to wait till the bris. So people don't realize that. I was recently at a nitcha, and the guy told me, I had a coffee, I'm the bal bris today. I didn't want to, you know, tell me anything, you already fair. But you can't, After I'm not halacha, I say that's what I hold. Lamaisa, I have to think about it. This I hold. In other words, as far as 10 people, that is, but lamaisa, a choyle sha'achav, a tishub of that I hold for sure. Yochol alas b'toira afilu b'mincha, even mincha. Now it's interesting. In other words, once he says afilu b'mincha,
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Right. So it's before the
bris, tachanun,
and we don't say
tachanun.
So
right. What do you mean? That what? You mean as far as fasting?
Yeah.
So you mean, why don't we say?
Before the bris, yeah, but, drink.
Right. You don't.
So why don't you say tachanun?
For tachanun, you can, you know, it's not clear what this thing about not saying a, I mean, it's not so clear where you get that halacha, but tachanun, there's a lot. The Gemara says, ain't of them. If you don't, you're not answered like Yeshua ben Nun, you shouldn't say tachan anyway. So they had to make him tachan. It's not really a right thing. Over here, you has to be already the yomtiv that he mal the child. I don't know the clear answer, but that's so. But he's saying is that over here he says afil b'mincha, meaning it sounds like from over here that till now, as far as shachus, that was poshetim shachus. Why? Shachus has nothing to, no, it's like this. He's saying, usually, what does he mean? He says, usually, we don't lain on mincha. We don't lain on mincha except for Shabbos, right? We usually don't lain. So, memela, when you lain in the morning, that's because of the day. When you lain in the afternoon, that's because of the tainus. So, memela seems to be saying over here, that even though till now I've been mefalpel and I'm allowing mincha, I feel a mincha. That was poshut to him, that shachris he could do, because shachris has nothing, that's poshut, it's the day that's mechayev. That's what seems from this word. See, but again, it's not clear. This is not Bahab, that's not what he's saying. That's what he's saying, the difference. Bahab is a pshat, that if you're fasting, then you're part of the din to read. But if you're not fasting, you're not part of that you can't be mechayev. There's no... if it's a regular kriyas Torah, that's something else. Yeah, but not, let's say it's not. You're saying it's because you have a bat. I see what you're saying. What? Yeah. He's talking about shachos. Yeah, I guess he's talking about. Yes, can stop, but you read Vayachal. I hear. But Pashas, he's right. That's a good point. He's saying, Bahab, shachos, the din is to lay the Torah. It doesn't say what you have to lay. We lay according to the Seder. Chay, you're right. Chay means mincha. Chay means mincha. That's Pashas. Okay, but over here he's talking about as far as Tisha B'Av. Okay. Now, but if we look, it's fair, Kivega, let's turn the other side. Chuban with Kivega. Nistapakti v'uvda have. I had a suffix, and this was the Maisa. Misha haya mutal al eres divai. The Sakanas Mavis. So the guy was Rachman al Atzlan, lying on a bed, that he's dying, the person was dying. As he was able to enter the expression, it's a lashon nach, but there is divided that a person's on a bed of that's it, that's he's going. In other words, we know he's dying, chmatzlan. But it's clear enough to get an aliyah. Reifat tzivul alechol b'yom kippur. The Reifat says he has to eat yom kippur. V'hoyim espalul b'chidjur. They were davening in his room. V'koru oisul l'teira. V'lonis tapakti b'zev v'tzivisi l'alas. I don't know if the Chum Kivega was there. The answer of Kivega. But he said you should get up. Ki b'pshuta akriya b'yom kippurim is machmas kedusha siyah. What's it got to do with fasting, not fasting? Today's a yom tov. You have to read. Ki moy b'shay yom tov Shabbos, like we were saying before. Vim ken gam yishen masani yochel lahalos. What's the difference between fasting and not fasting? You have to read. V'ach, how you write some l'kreis ha'yisa gam b'mincha, they want to call him again, I guess whatever it's chos for him. B'mincha, u'bezen is tapakti. That I had a suffix. Im kriyas haTorah b'mincha, heavy mishum tainus. Why do we read by mincha? Is it mishum tainus? El de bishar tainus kerem v'yachal. Other tainusim we read v'yachal. Over here we read the parsha of Arayas. U'b'yom kippurim kerem parsha of Arayas. V'im kein eina misane eina yochel lalas. Somebody doesn't. So if you're saying it's a din in the tainus, so somebody he's assuming im kein eina misane eina yochel lalas. Oy, the gam kriya zu machmas kedushas yom. Is the kriya on mincha also because of kedushas yom? Likras gam b'mincha kamoi b'shabbos. V'yochol gam ein mesan lalas v'tzorchi in the din. So Kivega's mesupik. What's the reason you read? Do you read it since it's a different parsha than a regular tainus that's viachal, it's a, so memel, it's a yom kippur. Since it's different than other yomim tovim, they only have two kriyas. So memel, it doesn't matter if you're fasting or not. What? No. He's saying it dafka by yom kippur.
I understand.
Tisha b'av, you read viachal. It's a tainus. Yeah, you read viachal. That's what he's saying.
So it could be
it's over here is because of the yomtiv. Because the yomtiv, you have to say Shabbos, it's a yomtiv.
Yomtiv, you don't
read. Yep, so this is a better, this is a different category. And memel, there are mechayavid, a kriya even. Or made up shadah is no. Every mincha to be ma'orid ha'am, you have another kriya. And memel, this is a din and a tainus. But Kivega is saying that if a person eats on Yom Kippur, there's no way he could get an aliyah and mincha if the kriya is because of the tainus. Now, according to Chassam Seif, it sounds like Pashtus. It would not be a Shaila, right? If you ask someone, if you eat on Yom Kippur, right? A person has to eat Yom Kippur. Does the rest of the day he fast or he doesn't fast? But he fasts, right? So if the rest of the day he fasts, right? According to Chassam Seif, that's what Chassam Seif says. Dan Tisha B'Av, since Chassam Seif, it's not so Pashtus, but let's say Chassam Seif is doing it. Be'er Lacha also says Allah Lacha. Be'er Lacha says if a person has to eat on Tisha B'Av, he should only eat what he needs, but not more than that. But a kaponim, he says, so you're still called fasting, right? And Rav Kivega is like, no, you're not called fasting on Yom Kippur. That's what seems to be a machlex. In other words, Rav Kivega is assuming if the kriya is because of the tainus, you can't get an aliyah, because right? You're not fasting, right? And Chassam Sefer says, even if you say that the kriya is because of the tainus, right? Let's say he's mesupik and tishuv, that's true too. But he says, even if it is, he says it doesn't matter. Why? Because sof kol sof, you're mechuyev to fast. Doesn't mean you're bali brisim, so they're not fasting, right? They're not fasting, they're going to eat, that's it. The rest of the day they can eat. But it's a yom tif.
What's the connection between the aliyah and the kriya? In other words, the kriya is a chobeset sigur. It's a kriya very. If nobody can make a bracha, there are a bunch of new people, or something, they make a bracha at the beginning and not at the end. Even maybe with it, don't you really need to make?
Yeah, but he can't. You can't. The din is that the person who's reading it has to be a mechuyev. That's true. For instance, be'ikar din, a blind person can't get an aliyah because he can't read. He's just making a bracha. I'm going to make it for different reasons, but maisi can't get. You have to be mechuyev in it. You can't. Eretz Yisrael, who comes here and it's second day Yom Tov, can't give him aliyah second day Yom Tov. You can't give him aliyah. Okay, but anyway, that's what it seems. So here, many Achrayim want to say a difference. There's also this Rav Kivega himself, there's a nice macheshes. You have to look for it about where he goes into different things about the nusach of the bracha in the haftarah. But let's leave that right now. So let's first go. The Binyan Tzion Shaila. Binyan Tzion, the Ochener, he says it in Tshuva's Binyan Tzion, and his Sefer Ochener increases. He has an interesting Shaila. The Shaila is already earlier. The Shaila is in the Sefer Kapos Tmarim. Sefer Kapos Tmarim in Yuma, Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's the name of the Sefer, Tosefes Yom Kippur. He has on the last pack of Yom Kippur, he has the following Shaila. According to the Shitas Rishonim, that a person becomes bar mitzvah the very moment that he was born. In other words, if a person is born 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so he becomes bar mitzvah, what's today's date? Choftes Tammuz, 12 o'clock. He's not bar mitzvah in the morning, at the night, right away in the night. It's the same moment. We basically are noeg not that way. And bells, I hear that they are, that's what I hear, but again, it's not a riot, it's true. But in, you know, I always tell you over that that in bells they don't say L'Shem Yichud Kutcher Brichu on the Yodin Noida Behuda's yard sign. So not that I looked in Deutzer Chachma to see if I could find. I found one sefer brings it, and the fella says that it was a Meister Shoyer Barala. He once started doing Sfir Soima without L'Shem Yichud. And the Gaba, Abshum Fogel, the famous Gaba, started, it's known, the bells were obvious to be in Oilamas. The Gaba had to put his finger in the Siddur because he used to go into different Oilamas. And he didn't listen. So the guy writes it's not true. It wasn't on the neighbor's yard site. We have no idea why he didn't say Shem Yichud. He says there's no such, he doesn't believe there's such a, but over here they're saying bells that they're machmir. For bar mitzvah boy, let's say yesterday, becomes bar mitzvah, and he's not bar mitzvah till, this time. They don't give him an aliyah, they don't give him a, but we paskin, no, we hold, most, places hold, a bar mitzvah boy becomes a bar mitzvah right at the beginning of night. Today's is bay bayom, as we call it. Last night he's already chayv, he can daf for omer, can be mezamen, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. But might see you in Kiddush D'Raisa, Rama has a shayla, if you have a bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos, falls on Shabbos, and it's the summer months, and you're davening early, whether the bar mitzvah boy can daven even mayriv for the tzibur, which is interesting, even though he's not doing anything to be mitzvah tzibur, but just to get up as a shliach tzibur, maybe he can't be a shliach tzibur, because he's still a cotton, because you're mekabel Shabbos early. A lot of times you have these things where Shiloh's more than the tzibur says, okay, what about the etzim davening itself? When he davened, he wasn't yet chayiv, really. So he's chayiv in chinuch. Then the tzibur goes into all kinds of things, why we're meiko. It's ma'isim shayi b'chol yom, in the summer, bar mitzvah kids become, they daven early. Okay, they say krishma later, like everybody else. Hopefully. What? Kiddush is the time, too. Making kiddush, right. So anyway, koponim is like this. So he has a shayla, if a kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur, does he have to fast on Yom Kippur? Is there a din to fast on Yom Kippur? Rabbi Kiveger in his Agos on the Kappa Smar. Shlomo, you tell me, did I mention this? Rabbi Kiveger's Agos. No? So it's a, did I say it recently? Yeah, so was it Shabbos or was it Sunday? I don't know.
It was on Shabbos.
Okay, good. So it's new things. Oh, the Eretz Tzvi. That was Shabbos. Okay, fine. So I said, I told them then that I saw a person wrote a sefer now, and he brings the sefer Kappas tomorrow. Naram Chaviv, who was Rav Yisrael 300 years ago, and he writes like a shtickle zil. He doesn't always talk about this and that. He's not a brisker, so made fun of him. So Kiveger wrote a ghost on the sefer. That means he learned the sefer. Kiveger quotes him. He writes a ghost. So on there, if Kiveger writes a go, he says that this shaila is lamaisa's practical. It's not only according to those shitas. Why? Let's say a kid is already bar mitzvah, Yom Kippur, but he doesn't have shtei Cyrus. You see, at the beginning of Yom Kippur, he doesn't have shtei Cyrus. Lo and behold, on Yom Kippur, two Cyrus come out. I mean, they have to come out sometime. I always like to say over the story with Rav Pateshnik, Olshom doesn't remember Rav Pateshnik. So Pateshnik told me he was once in a car with Rav Shimon Shkup. And they were in a car in the 30s probably, and it was raining really, and like a two blocks down it was totally sunshine, there was no rain. So he said, the Rebbe, give a cook, it doesn't rain there. So Shimon, with logic, he says, it's got to end somewhere, right? it's got to end somewhere. Just because raining here doesn't mean it's raining in China, so it's got to end somewhere. A kid comes out, boom, it came out on Yom Kippur, Kasher Maaseh. Is he mechuyev to fast the rest of the day? That's the shayla. It's interesting. It's the Archaner can't find behedjadik alacha. Maybe if you're not mechuyev to fast the first part, maybe the mitzvah of fasting is to fast 24 hours, 24 hours plus. You have to fast the whole Yom Kippur. If you don't fast the Yom Kippur, it's not called a tainus. So the Achreinim, the Marsham, was doing the others found the Rashba, and just not the Rashba. The Rashba, the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about a koyin with Eishes Yifas Toya. Eishes Yifas Toya, so you're allowed to marry her. So the shail is that can you have be with her afterwards? Right? So Gohu Shakbataira, maybe the be, only the first be is mutter when she's a goyo, she's a zayna for koyin, but maybe not afterwards. It's a heta for that one time. He says, Lamaza Daima, the Rashba says, to somebody you have to eat on Yom Kippur. Right? Otu, he doesn't have to fast the rest of Yom Kippur. Or it's Kilo the Rashba had a tzad to say that maybe if you eat on Yom Kippur, you don't have to eat the rest of Yom Kippur. So it's proportion of Rashba. And we know Pashut that way, la halacha. I mean, a person who eats on Yom Kippur, we don't tell him the rest, like the Chassam Sefer says, as far as Tisha B'Av, right? Oh, so here they make a chilek. That's what we were discussing, Takan Shabbat, that Shabbos. He says there's a difference between Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has an essay and a lois essay. Could be, how are you mekayim the essay? How are you mekayim the essay of fasting on Yom Kippur? By fasting on Yom Kippur. What does that mean to fast on Yom Kippur? to fast for 24 hours. If you don't fast for 24 hours, you're not makayim the mitzvah, ain't a chanami. I, lemaisa, like the Rashba says, if you eat, you can't keep eating. That's because there's an issur, there's a lav also. There's a lav to eat. That lav has nothing to do with you makayim the essay. In other words, the lav doesn't mean make sure you makayim the essay. If not, you're over a lav. Like you find sometimes the Ramban, famous Ramban. Ramban says that the lav of lois sosim dum in beveisacha, don't put blood in your house, means make sure you build a mica. The mitzvah is to build a mica. If some reason you're potter from a mica, you don't have lois sosim dum in beveisacha. The lav is to make sure you do the essay. Some lava not to make sure you don't have. Over here, it could be two separate things. The essay is to be makayim 24 hours. What if you don't? You're talking not makayim the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. Memela what? Memela, there's no point of fasting anymore. But there's a lav. The lav says don't eat. You can't eat. You can't eat every second. Any second you eat. Even if not, the lav doesn't mean don't break your fast. The lav means don't eat on Yom Kippur. And there's a mitzvah to fast. Masha ain't king tish above. All the other taneis, there's no mitzvah. It's an issa. Chazal made an issa to eat. So memela, every second you can't eat. So what's the mechayev? The mechayev is not because you're not allowed to eat. So the chazam sefer held if you're not allowed to eat, that's mechayev in the kriya, right? So you're chayev in the kriya. Masha enkin yom kippurim could be the mechayev is not the lav. The mechayev is the essay because I have an essay. If I'm not mekayem the essay, I don't have it. So could be not so clear that way. But on Yom Kippur, Rav Kivega is taught by Yom Kippur, where if a person eats, he's not being Mekayim the mitzvah anymore. It's up to Rav Kivega. So Memel, if he doesn't have a mitzvah, there's no din of Kriya. Masha Enkein, on Tisha B'Av, since it's an Isser, that Isser remains, and that's what the Mechayev is of the Kriya, the Isser. But Kaponim, that's the either it's a Machloikas of Kivega and Chazam Sefer, or you can equate the two. That's why some Achrenim want to equate the two. But Kaponim, excuse me. The whatever it is mitzvah Hashem. We should be zeichet that Tisha B'Av should become taka yom simcha mitzvah Hashem, right? And Beis Yosef brings that women used to wash their hair in the afternoon because they believed so much that the Mashiach was born. It was already a yom simcha. I mean, it's married to Kazami. He writes against it, but it seems there was such a minig. He says that they had such a muna that the Mashiach was born. We can wash ourselves. They used to wash themselves.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.